Hello and welcome back to English for You. I'm Seb.
I'm Chickling.
And we're still looking at our TOEIC article.
Mm.
So what happened in day one? We had that argument between Max and Chloe. Yeah. Chloe was being very loud on her phone. And what did Max? Max had to do a lot of work, didn't
mm-hmm.
he?
He wanted to get his work done.
Right.
And then they were like arguing with each other, like, and then Chloe said, excuse me. And then they had a little argument.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said they wanted to take it up to
HR.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So this day's article is called Settling the Argument. And when we settle an argument, we kind of find a solution or we stop some people being angry with each other.
Mm-hmm.
We reach the end of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of the response to the first day. So have you ever had to settle any arguments? Have you ever had to kind of stop two friends from fighting with each other?
Well, in primary school, I remember it once. I don't remember what it was about, but yeah, I feel like I'm always somebody that's trying to make people reconcile with each other. I don't know why, because, you know, I have a good temper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get mad. So.
Well, yeah, you have to be very patient
right.
if you're going to settle arguments. Right. So let's see how HR is settling this argument now. Let's get started with today's article.
Mm-hmm. Reading.
Settling the argument. The email from HR. Dear staff, recently, some workers have been unhappy with employee behavior during lunch hours. It's important that this office continues to be a civil, tolerant workplace and that everyone feels comfortable here. For this reason, we'd like to remind you of our office rules and guidelines. You are allowed to take your 1 hour break at any time that suits you. That's provided that doing so does not affect company business. You are also free to eat at your desks. That being said, it is important to remember that this is a place of business. While you may be enjoying your leisure time, other workers may have important work to do. We would like to maintain a relaxed working environment and do not wish to set rules about silence in the workplace. However, please make sure that any noise you need to make doesn't interrupt those around you. Lastly, we remind you that you all have a copy of our office rules and guidelines. If you have any questions or concerns about these, you are invited to discuss them with us at any time. Kind regards, Nathan Colt, Head of HR.
Okay, so today's article is a little bit different. It is a letter or an email, could be one or the other, from HR to the rest of the company. And HR here are basically announcing what's happened and kind of giving a solution and explaining what should happen in the future. So what do we see here? Dear staff, recently some workers have been unhappy with employee behavior during lunch hours. So I think we know that some workers means Max. But we're being a good mediator. We're not going to say Max thinks you're not being working hard enough.
Right.
Anyway, we saw that word employee, and employee is a noun, and an employee is someone who works for a company and has been hired by someone else. So teachers, clerks in stores, bankers, scientists, they're all different types of employees.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call someone who hires employees?
Take up the E at the end and then add the letter R in
yes.
the end.
Yes. And then we get employer.
Yay!
An employer is someone who hires or employs people.
Mm-hmm.
So bosses, presidents of companies, these are all employers. So you can actually say a company is an employer sometimes as well. And lastly, we could also talk about interns, and that is a student who is hired to do a job for a short amount of time so they can get some experience. Interns sometimes get paid, they sometimes don't, and they don't have jobs, they have internships. That's one word, internship. Here's an example sentence of employee. The new employee is good at managing this company's social media accounts.
How say employee 就是员工受雇者的意思哦。所以最近有一些人呢对午餐时间的时候员工行为感到不太满意。那老师刚刚提到雇主 employer, 那么一样如果把 ER 拿掉变成动词 employ, 就是雇用。 那么如果你前面加一个 UN, 然后 UN, 然后下面最后第二个sorry, 那个字尾呢加上 ED, 变成 unemployed, 就是没有工作的。那么如果你自己工作自由的职业，你就加一个 self, 变成 self-employed。那么如果是但另外一个名词就是 employment, 所以如果找工作啊，你可以说 to seek employment。
Right.
那么如果是失业状态一样前面加上 UN 就变成 unemployment、
mm-hmm.
好那我们再一个句子哦 Autumn was given a raise by her employer Autumn 的雇主帮她加薪了、
mm-hmm. So next the article continues It's important that this office continues to be a civil, tolerant workplace And that everyone feels comfortable hereSo we saw the word civil there, which is an adjective, and someone who is civil is polite but not too friendly.、
Mm.
You don't have to be friends with someone、mm. or even like someone to be civil with them.、
Mm.
So for example, Mary and her ex-husband aren't friends, but they are polite and civil to one another.、
Mm.
I think a lot of exes are kind of like that with each other. They're very civil with each other.、
Mm.
Civil can also be used in other ways too.As it's related to the word civilian or someone who belongs to a city or a country, you might also hear people talk about civil servants or civil engineering. Here we're not talking about people being polite. We mean that these jobs are related to the city or how a place is governed.
好那我们看一下 civil 这一个字它是形容词有理的文明的意思那么有公民啊或者是国内的意思然后我们再看一下另外一个句子 Many feared the start of another civil war 许多人担心内战 civil war 就是代表内战很多人担心又爆发内战了那么动词的话呢就是 civilize 所以使谁文明或者去教化一个人所以譬如说教育呢可以使人们文明啊你就可以说 knowledge can civilize people 那么一样后面加上一个 d 变成 civilized 就是有教养的文明的 For example, Japan is a highly civilized country 日本是一个很文明的国家
Right, and when people are civilized they're also probably quite tolerant Now, tolerant is an adjective and people who are tolerant accept other people's beliefs and behaviors even if they don't agree with themThe letter is saying that HR wants the office to be a place where everyone is free to be themselves, provided that they are polite and nice. We could say that they want to create an office space where everyone tolerates each other. Now, tolerate is the verb form of tolerant. So here's an example sentence for tolerant. Though he isn't religious, Henry is tolerant of people of all faiths.Now, there's a slight difference between the word tolerate and the verb accept, and also welcoming. All of these means that you are okay with the way that someone else is, or their beliefs, or their religion, or where they're from. But tolerate means that you accept it, though you're not happy with it, or you don't agree with it. So, for example...You could say the people in this country have tolerated refugees. That doesn't mean that they're happy for refugees to come. That means that they are just, kind of letting them be in their country without causing too much fuss. Welcoming, on the other hand, welcome is much more excited, much more happy. So when you welcome someone in, or you welcome someone's faith, or you welcome where someone's from, then you're not just accepting them, you're also celebrating, their beliefs or who they are.
好我们接下来看这个形容词 tolerant, 就是宽容的容忍的意思。所以我们可以说 be tolerant to or towards or of something or someone, 就是对什么事情或者是一个人宽容的。那我们有时候可以指植物或者是生物对严苛环境的耐力哦。譬如说 ,these grasses are very tolerant of drought, 代表这些草呢很耐旱。那么刚刚我大概提到一些其他的词性这个 tolerant 也可以变成动词就是 tolerate, 那就是忍受一件事情。譬如说 ,there's always a limit to how much one can tolerate, 每个人的忍耐呢总是有一个极限。那么 tolerance 就是名词啦忍受比如说 he doesn't have much tolerance towards children 他不是很能忍受小孩所以这个信呢就写了什么呢 重要的是我们的办公室必须要继续保持有礼的态度，拥有一个比较宽容的工作环境，并且每一个员工都可以在这里感到舒适。那么 workplace 就是工作场所，直觉 work 加上 place 就是地方场所，就是工作场所。
Mm-hmm. So the letter continues, for this reason, we'd like to remind you of our office guidelines, of our office rules and guidelines.
所以 guidelines 就是准则，所以接下来要提醒大家一些办公室的注意事项。To remind someone of something, that means something makes you think of something, 所以可能提醒你什么了。那就是你也说 the boss concluded the speech by reminding us of our responsibility.老板在演说的最后提醒我们该负的责任。
Mm-hmm. You're allowed to take your 1 hour break at any time that suits you. That's kind of a nice rule. I like being able
like
to go on lunch whenever I want to go on lunch, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 你可以在任何的时间点休息一个小时。那你们看到 suit 这个字不是西装哦，在这边是动词，是适合的意思。Mm-hmm. 所以只要适合你的时间，你就可以休息一个小时。
Mm-hmm.That's provided that doing so does not affect company business.
Of course.
So maybe if you have a meeting, you can't just be like, I'm going to have lunch now.
Right, 所以我们看到这个片语有 provided that, 就是只要。所以只要不要影响公司情况、mm-hmm. 都能做上面那一点。怎么样呢、mm-hmm. 就是随时做你想做的事情。
Mm-hmm.So these are all seem like very good rules. Another one is that you are also free to eat at your desks.
Wow! So you can 随时在你的办公桌上吃东西。Be free to do something 就是随意的、随时的。那我们也常常说 feel free to do something, right? So feel free to talk to me if you need someone to talk to.
I like that as well, because some companies don't let you eat at your desks.
No.
And, you know, that means that sometimes you might miss breakfast or you might be in a rush.
And you're hungry all day long.
Exactly, and then you're hungry and...
Yeah.
Anyway, that being said, it is important to remember that this is a place of business. And we saw that phrase, place of business, there. We saw that in day one as well. A place of business is just anywhere, like an office, a shop, where the main job is to make money or, obviously, do business.
好，那这边又看到另外一个 that being said, 就是表示尽管如此哦。所以话虽如此，大家还是要记得这是一个办公的地方。
While you may be enjoying your leisure time, other workers may have important work to do. Okay, so leisure is a noun, and it's the time that we aren't working or studying, and we are having fun or relaxing. In your leisure time, you might read books, play games on your phone, hang out with your friends, or go traveling. These are all things that you can do with your leisure time.Now, this is one of those annoying British and American words. In the UK, we say leisure, and in the US, they say leisure, okay? But the spelling is the same. It's always L-E-I-S-U-R-E. So here's an example sentence now. In her leisure time, Fiona enjoys going to the park.Now, there's another word that we can use if we just add L-Y, and that is leisurely or leisurely. A leisurely pace, there's a tongue twister for you, a leisurely pace is something that you do slowly or comfortably. So Zoe started walking at a leisurely pace. She didn't have to be anywhere soon.
好，接下来看着这个字 leisure 是一个闲暇空闲的意思，所以老师刚刚有说 in your leisure time 就是谁的有空的时间，那你也可以说 at one's leisure, and that means when you have time to do something or when you want to do something. 比如说 online shops enable us to shop at our leisure, 就是呢你线上的购物网站呢让你随时都可以去购物。好，所以当你在享受自己的闲暇的时候，也要注意到其他同事有重要的事情要做。
We would like to maintain a relaxed working environment and do not wish to set rules about silence in the workplace. Right. Nobody wants to be in a silent workplace. Nobody wants to be stuck there like they're in school, you know? We're adults, so we should get to be trusted to act professionally.
好，所以呢，信又写了。我们想要继续保持一个轻松的工作环境，而不要去强力规定说，哎，你们一定不可以讲话。好，那这边看到这个字 silence 就是沉默，那么它的形容词是 silent。
However, please make sure that any noise you need to make doesn't interrupt those around you. Right, so we have the verb interrupt here. When we interrupt someone, we stop them from talking by talking over them or mm-hmm. doing something that stops them from talking, like this example.
John interrupted the
meeting. No, Chipin, I'm going to read it. John interrupted the meeting to make an announcement.
Hey, you just interrupted me.
Exactly, I was showing the students how to use the word interrupt.
Okay.
Anyway, Chicklin, what is the noun form of interrupt? Exactly, an interruption.
Okay. 好吧，非常好。
You go now.
Right, okay. Interrupt 就是打扰或者是打断的。Don't do it again. Okay? 我们来做一下另外一个句子。It is impolite to interrupt someone when they're talking.
Right, sorry.
Okay.No, it's okay. I know you're just demonstrating. 好，所以别人说话就打断是没有礼貌的。那 interruption 就是名词哦。譬如说 ,she works more efficiently at home without the constant
interruptions of her colleagues.
Thanks for doing that. Remember that.
There you go. Interrupting, interruptions. Okay, next line. Lastly, we remind you that you all have a copy of our office guidelines, our office rules and guidelines. I've been interrupting you so much I can't read.
Karma has it. Mm-hmm. And then you, 那个接下来的那个信就说什么呢? Mm-hmm. If you have any questions or concerns about these, you are invited to discuss them with us at any time. Mm-hmm. Kind regards, Nathan Colt.Head of HR. Mm-hmm. Okay, end of the letter.
Mm-hmm. But we still have one more word we need to look at, and that is concern. Mm-hmm. Okay, we also saw the word concern. Now, concern is a noun, and it's basically something that worries us. The letter is saying that if anyone has any worries about the rules, they can talk to HR. We could also add ed to concern and turn it into an adjective. So, for example, I'm concerned about Jerry's grades in school.Here's another example sentence. Yolanda has several concerns about the plan, including its high costs and how difficult it will be to carry out. We can also make concern a verb, and when something concerns us, it worries us. Or it could also mean that it has something to do with us. So, for example, this conversation doesn't concern you, Michael.
Okay, so concern 就是一个名词，它这边文章中是名词，那它只担心的事情或关心的事物。所以最后呢，提醒大家都要有这份公司规章的副本。那么如果你有任何的问题跟担心，可以随时跟我们讨论。那么如果说你为谁担心，你可以说 to have concern for someone or something， 或者是呢，如果一件事情很重要，你也可以说 be of concern。那我们造一个句子 ，The results of the exam are of concern to all the students、嗯。考试结果呢，对所有学生来说都是非常重要的。那么老师刚刚提到 concern， 你可以当动词，那么就是担心跟与什么东西有关，或像是这个 to whom it may concern。This is something that you might write at the start of a letter when you don't、嗯、exactly know who it should be sent to。
Right.
And especially for a formal letter， 那比较正式的文信件你可能比较常看见。那么你也可以说 as far as someone is concerned 就是就什么而言譬如说 as far as I am concerned I do not like the new plan、
mm-hmm. Okay, well we've reached the end of the letter let's hope that that fixes everything、mm. for Max and Chloe in fact that's what we're going to be talking about in our For You chat so let's go over to that nowOkay, so our For You chat question has to do with the first day. How do you think Max and Chloe felt when they read this email? Do you think they had anything to say to HR or to each other?
I think they might have felt a little regretful about what happened, mm-hmm. or what had happened, you know, because they were like...so mad at each other、mm-hmm. and maybe Chloe should have just apologized to Max in the first place and then、right. everything would have been just all right you know、
mm-hmm. I think it depends what Max is like because maybe he'll be like ha I was right or maybe he'll be、mm. more accepting and more tolerant
right、
mm-hmm. if he was reading the letter carefully and he saw that it said tolerant workplace then maybe he won't be so like nah 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 about it you know I think...
Well, Chloe should reflect on herself.
Yeah, have、mm-hmm. a little think about it. again, it depends on her. But I think that this was a good letter by HR to solve the problem. Because, yeah, we need to... I think people work better when they have a little bit of freedom to do what they want. If you have somebody standing over them with a whip, like, work! Then they're not going to be so happy. Mm-hmm. But if you... Also, if you give them too much freedom, then how are you going to get any work done? Mm-hmm. So this was a good compromise, a good mutual solution, a mutually acceptable solution.
Right.
All right. Well, that's all the time we've got for this month's TOEIC article. I hope you guys had as much fun as we did. We'll be joining you again soon for more interesting articles, hopefully about arguments too. But for now, for English for You, I'm Seb.
I'm Chickling.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Settling the argument. The email from HR. Dear staff, recently, some workers have been unhappy with employee behavior during lunch hours. It's important that this office continues to be a civil, tolerant workplace and that everyone feels comfortable here. For this reason, we'd like to remind you of our office rules and guidelines. You are allowed to take your 1 hour break at any time that suits you. That's provided that doing so does not affect company business. You are also free to eat at your desks. That being said, it is important to remember that this is a place of business. While you may be enjoying your leisure time, other workers may have important work to do. We would like to maintain a relaxed working environment and do not wish to set rules about silence in the workplace. However, please make sure that any noise you need to make doesn't interrupt those around you. Lastly, we remind you that you all have a copy of our office rules and guidelines. If you have any questions or concerns about these, you are invited to discuss them with us at any time. Kind regards, Nathan Colt, Head of HR. Vocabulary Review. Employee. The boss hired a new employee to help with the amount of work the department had to do. Civil. After they broke up, Tony and Adam didn't stay close friends, but they did remain civil toward each other. Tolerant. Myra's mother was tolerant of her decision to go to art school, even though she did not fully support it. Leisure. Belinda works long hours, but she often uses the little leisure time she has to go swimming. Interrupt. Ingrid interrupted Brian's talk with an important message from the boss. Concern. Richard had several concerns about his new contract, so he went to see his boss.
智慧小补帖.
Workplace. Guideline.